Hello.
Well, quite a welcome.
Well, that was nice, wasn't it?
Wasn't it great?
Well, you can see my brother was acting
very easy. Yeah, I thought your remarks came through very well, too.
Well, we got in all the points.
Right. Very good. Great. Great. Yeah. Very well.
Yeah. Well, we can all rest a bit. I'm going to try to go to bed now. Get up about 8:30 to 7 hours. I'm going to try to be able to be quite general because, you know, the less that I can say, the less I say on some of these, you know, well, pounding on the commitment, the time on, all that sort of thing, the more it takes on. But you can say it.
Okay.
But then I wouldn't repeat it too much.
No.
I think we said it. But look, John, that's not an issue.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the Nixon doctrine. And what I mean is, if I don't cover it adequately, you do it.
Yeah, I will. I don't think we have to be defensive about it.
No, I'll tell you what dug off. The goddamn Carnot wrote this piece in the Post, and the Post had this big 8-column head.
Yeah.
Nixon agreed to withdraw from Taiwan. We didn't agree to withdraw from Taiwan.
That's
we
right.
said we agreed to withdraw from Taiwan when there is a peaceful settlement.
Sure.
That's what we said.
And that's always been our intention.
Well, yes, and the reduction of forces, of course, has to do with the Nixon doctrine.
Right.
And also the point that there are only 8,000 troops there. Nobody knows that. They think there must be 50,000 there.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we don't have any troops there for the defense of Taiwan. We have all there for Vietnam. Well, I'll make those points. I'm going to try to get the facts straight to be sure I've got exactly the right facts. We only have one airport there, you know, the CCK airport.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
So,
well, we'll play it there, and if you can sort of follow up on it, and you can say a bit, say a little more than I do, but
right.
I'll be a little bit more general. If I may, even if they get a question, I can just, well, let Bill analyze this thing carefully and let him tell you what the
right. I think also, if you don't mind, I may say, in my meeting the second day, the foreign minister gave me the standard communist line.
Right.
And I took him on really pretty hard.
Yeah.
And I thought I might refer to that a little bit to,
good.
You know, to let him know we did.
No, that we were there. Of course, because you see, my meeting was all cold steel. I mean, it was gentle, but
yes.
Gentlemanly, but cold steel. But I can't disclose,
right.
Because of my being so. But you can say, well, by God, we talked about this.
For example, he said, talked about getting troops out of every place. I said, let me ask you a question. You know we have troops in Europe. We have them there not because we want to dominate European countries. They want us to have our troops there. We have them there because twice we've had a world war and we feel prepared for it.
Right.
This is the way we think we can help.
Tell them that tomorrow.
And I said, let me ask you a question. Would you like to have us withdraw our troops there? And he sort of stumbled around, and I said,
he knows the Russians.
That's right. I said, you know the threat. You know the threat that we have there, the Soviet Union. Are you serious when you say we should withdraw all our troops?
Good.
You know, I think a few things like that.
I, incidentally, made that very same point with Joe. I said, all right, now. But I did it also with regard to Japan.
Yeah.
I hit him very hard, and I said, now, look, if we get out of Japan, you think you want a neutral Japan, and I understand how to take that position. You realize that that is an impossibility.
Yeah.
Japan isn't going to sit there. If we withdraw, we will have no influence with Japan. We can't keep them out of Korea and out of Taiwan. So we'll have no influence. They won't listen to us. We've got to maintain our treaty commitment.
Right. He talked to me about revolution, liberation, revolution.
Oh, yeah.
And they talked about Africa. And I said, you know, I have an advantage over you. I've been in Africa. I said, they don't want revolution. They want peace and quiet and prosperity. They've had their revolution. They're independent now, and they need some time to
good.
But I think a few things like that leaders will like, don't
That's
you?
That's right. Absolutely.
And,
so incidentally, don't limit yourself, because I've scheduled the cabinet meeting a half hour later so we can take the full 2 hours.
Good.
To do this. Now, one thing that I want to tell you about, I have arranged, right, that will be a good lead tomorrow. When I saw Joe in the morning, just before we left, I have raised with him the idea of future visitors. See, it isn't covered in communique with regard to political leaders.
Yes,
and I said, no, there are two people. I said, it ought to be bipartisan, but I was very candid. I don't want to say everybody. I said, I don't want to don't think it would be probably a good idea to have political candidates, because that might be fun. But I said, on the other hand, the majority leader of the Senate and the minority leader of the Senate are both very interested in China. They both applied to come. And if the two of them could be invited, that would be good. So he didn't respond to that point. In the morning he said, I agree that we should. And he said, you can tell them when you return that we would like them to visit China together.
That's good.
And so I'm gonna announce that at the leaders' meeting.
That's good.
Senator Mansfield and Senator Scott are gonna go. But see, that's a good thing.
I'm
gonna tell Mike and Hugh, I'll get them in 5 minutes before.
Yeah.
And that'll get Mike really steamed up.
Right, that'd be good. Say, if you, Mr. President, if you could say a word about that Mao meeting, because that's about the fact that they suggested this and did it at the last minute, and
See,
their foreign minister's fifth in protocol.
Yeah.
So if they invite, if I went, they'd have to have him, and then they've got two other people that they have to invite. Something like that, just
fine,
to take
fine.
The edge off.
I'll do it. I'll have it.
But
okay.
I think one other thing I might mention, if you start with you, is that the foreign minister told me that they would invite Americans to the Canton Fair this spring.
Good.
Now that's very significant, because that's where they do all their business.
Good.
You mentioned it. All right. Thanks. We'll get some sleep in a minute.